Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with all the equipment you need to get fit this year, including home gym equipment like weights, skipping ropes, resistance bands, and exercise balls.
And welcome along to The Score on a bitterly cold night here in the northwest. Hopefully you're staying warm and you can stay with us through until 8 o'clock as we look ahead to the weekend's action. That said, we'll all be keeping a close watch on the weather over the next while, because if the snow comes as predicted, that would obviously lead to some cancellations. All we can do on that is wait and see what happens. But in the meantime, yeah, we have another busy programme lined up tonight. And remember, this programme is streamed live on our various social media outlets. So well, you can link in there if that suits you best. We're going to kick off tonight with football. And after all matches were postponed last weekend at junior and intermediate level here in Donegal, there's a full round of fixtures planned over the coming days. There's League of Ireland action too. But one of the standout games is in the FAI Intermediate Cup, and it's that rearranged quarter-final meeting of Drumcondra FC and Coghill Celtic on Sunday. Coghill manager Gavin Cullen joins us via Zoom now this evening. Gavin, good evening to you.
Dermot, good evening. How's things?
Hello, Gavin. I'm good. Well, listen, you're there with us now. Coghill Celtic, I was mentioning there, maybe you didn't hear me when I was doing the intro, but a big game on Sunday. Listen, you guys are well used to playing in the FAI Intermediate Cup quarterfinals in recent years, but you found out in the past, Gavin, no real easy games once you get to this stage of the competition.
No, certainly not. I suppose to our detriment, we've struggled when we got here. I think this is our fourth quarterfinal. We've come up short each time. Each time we felt we were good enough, but on the day, the results didn't go our way. So, look, disappointing. And I'd like to think maybe last year's experience and experiences before we can draw upon this weekend and make sure we go to Dublin and get the right result this time.
Just remind us, Gavin, last year, Coghill Celtic in the last eight, Bluebell United, wasn't it, that provided the opposition last year?
Yeah, look, we had a great run last year. Some very big results. We got Bluebell in the quarter final, who we felt we had them watched and got a bit of homework on them. We felt we had a chance. We went down the day pretty confident, and we gave away a couple of sloppy goals, and you can't do that at that level. And we probably were deservedly beaten on the day. If I don't know if we froze or didn't turn up or whatever, but it just didn't happen for us. Bluebell went on, got the final, lost to Rockmount. So look, they were a good side, and we expect any team in the last eight of any national competition at whatever level to be at themselves, you know. So look, Sunday will be no different.
Yeah, and this time around it's Drumcondra that provide the opposition, and that's despite the fact that they actually lost out in their tie against Home Farm, didn't they? But there was an objection lodged, Gavin, and that kind of threw everything up in the air, didn't it? That fixture, you know, the quarterfinal was due to be played a couple of weeks ago, but because of the hearings and the objection, et cetera, now it's only taking place this weekend.
Yeah, incredibly frustrating for us. For all intents and purposes, we thought we were playing Home Farm, had them watched, had videos, done a lot of homework on them, and we're ready to play them. And then we got word in the Friday before the game was supposed to be played on the Sunday that there has been an objection to a player that wasn't on a match card. So it took a few weeks for the FAA and appeals process and stuff to come through, and we got word last week that it's Drumcondra that we're playing. So it's a bit of a strange one, and like for preparation, not great for us. But again, we don't know a hell of a lot about Drumcondra because they weren't in our minds till this week.
Nothing's ever straightforward, is it, Gavin?
No, it's not. They sent the test you, but look, it's no reason not to go down. Home Farm, probably on paper, a stronger team than Drumcondra. They beat them in the last round. So look, again, you'll take it, and you have to make the most of it when you get the opportunity, you know.
And Drumcondra, I was looking, Gavin, they play in what's probably the third tier of the Leinster Senior League now. You know, that doesn't suggest anything. You know, I mean, all sides, even in that division, they have plenty of quality, don't they?
Oh, they do. Look, it's Division 1B, again, with the depth in the Leinster Senior League and with the teams in certain areas and different players, the players move about a lot. There's no bad teams. I remember a few years ago, we beat Crumlin United, who were, I think, 3-4-time champions in a row of this competition, and we beat them. And then in the quarterfinal, we played a team called St. Mochta's, who at that stage were in Division 1B as well, but we didn't know. We thought it was a brilliant draw until we got there, and they had Colin Hawkins, Glenn Crowe, as they got playing for them, and they were really strong, and they were just on the crest of a wave, pushing up the leagues, and ended up, now they're one of the top teams in Dublin. So we can't take anything for granted, no matter what league or what level they're at down there. It's very, very competitive, and like we have to treat it the same way we would have treated Home Farm, we would have treated a St. Mochta's, a Crumlin, or whatever, you know.
Yeah, now I know that you're not going to be looking forward any further than this Sunday's game, but the semi-final, if you do actually win it this weekend, Gavin, the semi-final's the following Sunday. I'm assuming that's all because of the delays in this fixture taking place in the first place.
Yeah, the original semi-final date was the 19th. We obviously ourselves in Drumcondra know that it's Ringmahon, away to Ringmahon from Cork, so huge draw, huge task. Logistical nightmare for having 4 or 5 days to prepare whoever wins the game. But look, we can't think any further than Drumcondra, and once enough, and hopefully we get that over the line, then we'll concentrate in Ringmahon. But it's not ideal because Ringmahon obviously can come watch the game. They've got 3 or 4 weeks to prepare, and ourselves in Drumcondra don't. So again, not ideal, but look, if we were to do it, we'll do it the hard way anyway, with away ties and stuff like that against good opposition. So look, like we're prepared for it anyway, regardless.
Yeah, and your form in this competition, you know, some impressive results along the way, Gavin. You have been playing well and overcoming any challenge that has been placed in front of you.
We have, yeah. Look, we're serious. We our first game in the competition was away to Bonagee in a night. It's a tough game at any time, but we were down with 9 players. We had 2 men sent off, and we played the last 40 minutes of the game with 9 men. So it was an incredible result and performance from our team, one of the best I've seen in all my years. We've brought that on then. We played Liffey Wanderers, who are top 3 in Dublin at the minute, and the Leinster Senior League Premier Division, beat them 1-0. And then we went to Cork, to Avondale United, who are, again, you know, a household name in intermediate football. And I felt we were really impressive down there. It was one of our best performances of the season. And we played really, really well and came away with a fully deserved result. So, like, some big results there, and the guys and the players have been really focused on this competition this year, and hopefully this weekend we'll be doing exactly the same thing.
And when you go stage by stage in this competition, Gavin, the excitement is, I'm sure, builds, and there's a bit of a buzz about the club. You know, what's the feeling among your supporters in Cockhill? Will many of them be making the trip up to Dublin on Sunday?
I would have thought so. Look, the Drumcondra is not hard to get to, so I suppose our supporters and ourselves, it's a task every year, because as well documented, the amount of away ties we get, and we would absolutely love to have a national quarterfinal or semi-final in Cockhill for the supporters, for the local football people, because it's a brilliant standard.
Yeah.
But look, we haven't got that. We've never got that. So that's disappointing. But look, if we have to do it this way, we have to do it this way, and we do.
Yeah.
Well, look, we're going to give it a go. I expect a good few to go down. Cork the following week, like if we get there, it's a FA Cup semi-final to all intents and purposes, but it's a tough ask. They ask supporters and stuff to travel to Cork. It's a big one, like, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, you had no game last weekend, Gavin. The previous weekend's fixture then against Letterkenny Rovers, that match was abandoned, wasn't it? So it's been a while since you've had 90 minutes under your belt. How are things within the squad? Is everybody available this weekend, Gavin?
It's obviously not ideal preparation with no game last weekend because of the because of what happened. Weekend before, we were playing Letterkenny, and young Tom McCallum playing with them got a really bad break, and it was right to call two teams agreed to not come on the pitch after, because it was a tough one. So we only played 20 minutes. So it's 3 weeks since we played 90 minutes, which is frustrating this time of year, because we're in so many competitions. We have so many games to play. The players just want to get on the pitch and play and want to show what they can do, and it's incredibly frustrating. But at the same time, we had a couple of knocks and niggles that got an extra week or so to heal, and hopefully we think they're going to be okay, apart from Adam Duffy, who's probably out for the season at this point with a knee injury, but everybody else we expect to have fully fit for the weekend, or close to it anyway. So that's a blessing in disguise, but all really and truly, we're footballers, we only play games, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, 2 o'clock start on Sunday. You head up Sunday morning, Gavin?
Yeah, we'll head up Sunday morning. Look, it's only the end of the motorway, North Dublin, so it's not a bad trip, and I think just preparation wise it'll be fine to do that in the one day. I hope I'm right. As I say, we went to Liffey and done it in the one day as well. So I think we'll be okay that side.
Okay. Hopefully. Oh, that's good. Well, listen, Cockhill Celtic flying the flag then for Donegal's intermediate football, Gavin. And you know what? There's a real cup fever about Buncrana this weather, with Buncrana Hearts doing so well in the FAI Junior Cup. Unfortunately, falling at the hurdle last weekend, losing out to St. Michael's, Gavin, but I'm sure everybody concerned with Buncrana Hearts can be proud of their achievements this year in that competition.
Oh, definitely. Look, as I say, to get to the quarterfinal stages of any national competition at any level is an achievement, and you need to be at yourself. You need a bit of luck, but you need to be at yourself, and their game last week created a lot of buzz around the town. That's what a home fixture does, which is fantastic, and really, really impressive, and people got on board with it, which is great. They're obviously having a very, very good season to date. They were unlucky, by all accounts, they done well. Unlucky with the penalty decision and stuff. So, but that, again, in this competitions and cup competitions, that's what can happen, and that's the fine margins that are there. And hopefully ourselves come across on the right side of some of them decisions this week.
Yeah, let's hope so. Well, listen, Gavin, we're going to go for a break. You can stay with us because we'll have a look ahead to all the League of Ireland action with you. But for now, we're going to grab a quick break. And you're welcome back to The Score. That game between Drumcondra and Cockhill Celtic on Sunday, that FAI Intermediate Cup quarterfinal, kicks off at 2 o'clock. And it's not the only action in the capital this weekend that will be of interest to local football fans. The FAI Youth Interprovincials are on in Dublin as well. They get underway tomorrow, continue on Saturday and Sunday. And Donegal players well represented on that Ulster FAI squad. And they have their first game on Friday. That's at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and the AUL complex in Dublin is the venue over the weekend. The Ulster FA kicking off against the Connacht Football Association on Friday night. In League of Ireland action then, and Gavin Cullen has stayed with us to look ahead to what's another busy weekend of fixtures. We'll start with the Premier Division action then, Gavin. And it's been very, very interesting, hasn't it, the start of the Premier League campaign. Derry City going so well. They sit pretty at the top of the table after 4 matches. Just a point clear of Bowes, Gavin. But I think the big talking point from the first few weeks has been the failure of Shamrock Rovers, the reigning champions, to put too many points on the board. And they're actually still without a win.
Yeah, very, very surprising. I actually watched a bit of their game against Cork on Monday night. Obviously, it's well documented. They've quite a few defenders out injured and stuff, and you can see it's affecting them. For them to concede 4 at home is unheard of, you know. So, look, we thought at the start of the season, Derry and Shamrock Rovers would have been the two front runners. Obviously, Derry have had a brilliant start. Shamrock Rovers, they have points, but there's the big points difference between them already. So, look, it's fantastic for Derry at this moment in time, and all our clubs probably getting the stuff as well because of Rovers' start.
Yeah, well, Derry host Dundalk on Friday night. Shelburne are next up for Shamrock Rovers, a tricky little assignment at Tolka Park for Shamrock Rovers. And listen, you know, as much as you know, Derry City will be hoping their team produces another good result on Friday night, they'll be keeping a close eye on how things go at Talca Park. A fifth game of the season then for Derry, Gavin, and given that this is only their second home fixture, they've got to be pleased with the start they've made.
Oh yeah, it's been a brilliant start. Like they've had quite a few injuries as well, and they've had big players that haven't played much or at all, like Michael Duffy and Dunvegan, to come under the team. So like this time last year when that happened, they struggled because they hadn't the depth, but they've got real, real quality players coming in. They made changes against UCD last night and it doesn't weaken them whatsoever. So squad-wise, they're in a great place. Obviously, confidence-wise, fitness levels, everything look really, really good at this point in time. Now, Dundalk have had a good start as well. So like, I know it's in the Premier Division, it seems like every game's a massive game, and it is. You know, this is a huge game in the Brandywell on Friday night for Derry.
Yeah, McAniff, he was among the goals against UCD. He's had enjoyed a bright start with City this season. It was interesting, after the game on Monday night, Derry winning 4-0 away to UCD, their assistant manager Alan Reynolds suggesting afterwards that even though they enjoyed a good win, Gavin, he felt that they could well play better this season.
I think so. I watched the whole game against UCD. I felt they had UCD at arm's length. I felt they were very comfortable in the game. Probably never really had to get out of second or third gear to get the result, which, again, all augurs well. Look, the performances will get better. The cohesion of the team will get better for sure, and they will play better. They will have to play better than that as well. Mm. But like, there's no reason with the players they have that they can't push on. You know, Jordan McAniff this season has been, I suppose, an unexpected revelation. He's been excellent. He scored a penalty in the cup final, and you can see the confidence brimming from that right through to the season. And he's 4 goals already, which is some return.
It sure is. Derry had a good start last year as well, didn't they? But There seems to be something different about this team and this campaign, Gavin. There's an energy there, and there seems to be a belief that, you know, that they can really achieve in this season.
No doubt about it. I think the cup final one and the 20,000 fans travelled to Aviva, and the Brandywell have been sold out every single week. I think everything is positive around Derry at the minute. I think everything they're doing is working for them. The players that they brought into the squad are all really, really good players, and their bench, the players that are out injured, the depth that they have is almost, if not as good as Shamrock Rovers now, which is some going.
And Dundalk then are next up for City. Games between Derry and Dundalk, you know, they're never easy to call, are they? They always seem to be two very evenly matched teams.
Yeah, well, look, Dundalk had a fantastic season last season, and then again this winter, in the close season, they seem to have come very late with a lot of signings. So again, a bit of an unknown team, but they've started the season very well, and like, your expectation of Dundalk is to finish in the top four or five anyway. So again, the Derry Dundalk game has always been a tasty fixture over the last 7-8 years.
Yeah, it sure has. The other games then, very briefly, UCD against Drogheda and St Pat's playing host to Bowes, and then on Saturday night, Sligo Rovers take on Cork City. into the First Division then, Gavin, and I suppose similar to what's been happening in the Premier Division, it's been intriguing. It's been interesting to see how teams have fared over the first few games. Galway United leading the way with 3 wins from their 3 games, and Harps at the other end of the table, Gavin, with just a point to show, but improving week by week by all accounts, and a good performance last Friday night against Bray, despite the fact that they weren't able to pick up a home win, but they were up against a good Bray side.
Yeah, look, Bray have loads of experience, as do Galway, as do Waterford in the league. Harps, obviously, come Friday night, 3 of the first 4 games will be at home, so they'd really be wanting to build on last week and getting that point and maybe getting more points on the board, because the away fixtures, as we've seen in the Athlone game, they struggled a bit. They struggled away from home, so the home games are key. All the vibes and all the talk coming out of Harps this week after getting that point is real positive and real sort of ready to kick on stuff. So look, this Friday night is a huge one. Wexford won't be easy. They've got, again, Ethan Boyle and players they got, and players that have played in the League of Ireland. So it'll be a tough ask. But it's an opportunity, and Hearts will need to get 3 points on the board fairly soon, you know.
Yeah, and Dave Rogers, you know, in his preview for tomorrow night's game, again alluding to the fact that the home supporters have such an important part to play in games this season. It's a long run up the road for Wexford, Gavin, and I'm sure Hearts will be looking to make it as difficult for them as they can.
They will. Look, I expect the, you know, Hearts to come out and go at them and give it a good go early on. It's again that, watch the Galway game. I was at the game in Finn Park. Galway just had a wee bit more know-how and a wee bit more nice about them. That experience and that, you know, guile of the other players, McCormick in midfield and boys like that, that Hearts didn't, and Hearts struggled. Again, Wexford will have them type players, although not as good as Galway. So it's one of them opportunities for Hearts to get 3 points on the board, and they'll be hoping to do so. They build on last week's point and then kick on for the following few weeks.
When I was talking to you a few weeks ago, Gavin, as well, and we talked about the two lads in on loan from Derry City, McCallion and Porter, and you were bigging them up big time, let's just say, because you felt they had quality and they could make it at this level, and I think their performances over the three games to date would suggest that you weren't far away.
No, look, it's early days. They're only young lads. They put a lot of pressure on their shoulders. They're playing every minute of every game because of probably the lack of depth that Harps have. You know, we start at the same 11 nearly every week. So they're getting a run. They're getting opportunities. And the two boys have been excellent. I thought the game against Galway, Dahi was very, very good. And I think last week, the both of them were excellent. So look, fair play to them and hope it continues.
The new manager, Dave Rogers, has assembled a decent squad, Gavin. There's plenty of talent in there, plenty of quality. And, you know, I suggested last week on this programme that it's a case now of trying to get them to gel as a team. But certainly the signs are good.
Yeah, look, there were spells in the game last week where they looked really good. Flood looked good. Baba looked decent for his first game. So, look, time will tell. It's going to take time. There's going to be ups and downs this season. There's no doubt about that. There's going to be poor results and disappointments, but with a new team and new squad. But if they keep improving the way they did last week and the next following weeks, like, you can see there is a bit of quality there. There's definitely a bit of a few exciting players there, you know. So, look, hopefully this week gets them. The confidence is everything with a young side. You know, and a couple of defeats in a row really will knock them for six, and maybe the crowd start to disperse or whatever, which is hard. But no, a couple of wins in a row is just the complete opposite with a team that just develops hunger and desire, and they could go on a run. So it's all in the melting pot for them at the minute, and it's very early days.
Yeah, indeed it is. Well, that game tomorrow night has an 8 o'clock start in Balbuffet, and we'll have regular updates. Hearts against Wexford, one of five matches in the First Division tomorrow night. The leaders, Galway United, have a home game against bottom of the table, Kerry FC. Gavin, that's about it in terms of the League of Ireland action and the Intermediate Cup preview as well. Listen, best of luck on Sunday. We're all behind you. Hopefully, Coghill Celtic can do the business down in Dublin against Drumcondra. For now, thanks for joining us on tonight's programme.
Thanks very much, Dermot. Good man.
Bye. Thanks, Gavin Cullen there. We're going to grab another quick break.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with all the equipment you need to get fit this year, including home gym equipment like weights, skipping ropes, resistance bands and exercise balls.
And you're welcome back. There's rugby action this weekend, a big day for Letterkenny Rugby Club on Saturday. They have a quarter final in the Gordon West Cup. They host Hollywood in that game. Alec McDonald will be reporting for Saturday Sport from the Glebe in Letterkenny. ATU Donegal are in action in Ladies Colleges Gaelic Football. They are through to the Lynch Cup semi-final. The finals weekend is over Friday and Saturday at the Dome, which is the Connacht Centre of Excellence down in Mayo. So ATU Donegal in action on Friday at 12:30, and their semi-final is against DCU. Best of luck to everybody involved there. And there's hurling action this weekend too. The Alliance National Hurling League returns this weekend. Tyrone have a home game against Meath. That's in Division 2B. That's on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Donegal are in action in the same division. They play host to Wicklow. Throw in at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny is at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Well, back to football then. And Scolwara Buncrana won the FAI Schools Senior Girls National Cup this week in Monday's final, played at Gorta Keegan in Monaghan. They beat St. Attractus Community School from Tubbercurry on penalties to take the title. The game actually ended scoreless after extra time, with Buncrana winning the tie 4-2 on penalties. Chris Ashmore caught up with their manager, Paddy Carr.
Paddy, congratulations. The girls have done you, the school, Inishowen and Donegal proud, because they have won the Football Association of Irish Schools Senior Girls Final. It went to a penalty shootout. In the end, you came through, so no doubt everybody absolutely delighted.
Yeah, thanks very much, Chris. Yeah, we're absolutely thrilled for the girls. They performed very well, and again, the school is very proud of these girls. They're a credit to themselves and to their families, and even the clubs that have been working with them down through the years, that we're kind of reaping the rewards as such in the school. It was penalties. We probably have a team of girls there that are fairly solid defensively. We've been very lucky and haven't conceded too many goals this year. And when it came down to the penalties then, we can go either way, but luckily we came out the right side of it.
Yeah, and Holly Ferguson, what a day it was for her, because in the penalty shootout, she emerged as I suppose, the real hero, making a number of great saves.
Yeah, Holly has been just consistent all year. She gives confidence to the back four as well, because, again, she's so talented that, you know, even during the game, she comes out for crosses. She's not afraid to come outside the box and just play a bit of football as well and pass it on to the full-backs again and so on. When it came to penalties then, you're confident enough that Holly would step up, as she's done on so many other occasions. She's a great talent. We're delighted that she's with us and part of the team.
To come out of Donegal is, I suppose, an achievement. The standard in the competition getting better all the time. Then you get out of Ulster, the semi-final. To get to a final, you were up against St. Attractus of Tubbercurry. They saw the Munster champions, I think, to get to the final. How much did you know about the opposition in advance?
We kind of knew quite a bit, because our paths crossed last year at under 17 level in the All-Ireland semi-final. We had played them. They're a fabulous team. They're an excellent team. Very difficult for them to lose on penalties, because they fought so hard on Monday as well, and you kind of feel sorry for them. But, you know, we're just delighted to get out. It's just a harsh way to lose a final like that in penalties. But St. Attractus would have a lot of players that are with Sligo Rovers, the underage teams plus the senior teams. They've another 19 international there, Kerry O'Hara. There's some great talent down there as well, and there's some great work going down in St. Attractus and Tubbercurry. So we kind of knew them fairly well, and we knew that they would probably be biting at the bit to get back after last year's defeat. We beat them an extra time last year in the All-Ireland semi, and again on Monday then, we just got over the line by penalties against them. But they're a great footballing side, and a credit to their school and their coaches for how they played against us.
You've seen a sort of a natural progression of players. You mentioned there the under-17s, of course. You had success at that level last year, carrying on through again this year. And suppose Inishowen and Buncrana is a bit of a hotbed of girls' soccer, and a number of internationals through the school as well, which is great. You know, it's really put you on the map.
Yeah, we've been blessed with the talent, and again, there's a lot of work going on in the clubs locally, and great credit to those clubs that kind of feed into the school. We've got a number of internationals there. We've the two Lottery sisters that have been phenomenal all year.
Jodie and Kerry, yeah.
That's Jodie and Kerry. And again, down through the years, we've been blessed. Last year, we actually got beaten in the All-Ireland semi against Clare Galway in the senior competition, and we would have had Emma Doherty on that team. Unfortunately, she just got injured before the All-Ireland semi. Clare Galway went on to win the All-Ireland, so it was nice now for ourselves to get through at senior level this year. But again, the talent in Inishowen and in Donegal is excellent. I've said it before that, you know, we played Loretta Larrakinney in the early stages, group stages, and we drew with them. We played Loretta Mulford. We were 2-0 down, got back to 3-2 after extra time. We played Carndon in the final. It was 1-0. There's nothing between the schools up here. The talent both in Donegal and in Annishowen is just phenomenal. And it could be a different school in a year because there's so much talent up here. We're blessed up here with the talent that is up here.
And with a World Cup to look forward to for the Republic of Ireland women's team, there's no doubt about it, Paddy, the interest is going to grow, and that certainly augurs well for the game at grassroots level.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, it's great for these girls to see the likes of Amber and Roma and Ciara Grant and those involved with the Irish team, and they can see that there is the chance for them in future years. Hopefully we'll get a few more representing the country from our own school and from other schools in the locality. We're absolutely thrilled, and hopefully maybe one of them, the girls that was playing on Monday, mightn't be too long till they're moving up to the senior ranks.
And finally, Paddy, you have dedicated the school's victory in this FAI Senior Girls National Cup decider to the memory of Rocco McGinley, who was a pupil at the school and who sadly passed away in February following that lengthy battle with a rare brain tumour.
Yeah, poor Rocco passed away there just a couple of weeks there, Chris. And again, you know, it was a tough time for the school and a tough time for a lot of the students in the school. And, you know, even some of the girls there that were on the team, I seen the hurt in them at the funeral and so on. And again, it was just nice to bring a bit of joy back to the school. And even I seen quite a few of Rocco's mates actually at the game there on Monday as well. And it was just nice to see a smile back on their faces again. But Rocco's memory will remain for a long time.
Indeed it will. Nice words there from Paddy Carr, the manager of Scullwara Buncrana. Well, now ensuring that it was a great week for Donegal Schools football, Pobuscull Gweedore were crowned FAI Schools Junior B Boys National Cup champions. That's for the under-17 small school division on Wednesday. They were 4-1 winners over Colastia Mura of Crosshaven in the final, which was played at the AUL complex in Dublin. Martin McGillicoyle and Cronin McFadgen scored 2 goals each to guide their side to what was an impressive victory. Their manager, Padraig McGinley, has been speaking to Chris Ashmore.
A great victory for you against Colastia Mura of Crosshaven. So everybody must be absolutely delighted.
Delighted, sir. Been flat out getting congratulations actually since the final whistle. We're still kind of sinking in. Like we're just delighted at the moment. So just getting on the way home now to kind of meet up with our family and friends and enjoy a bit more.
Well, when you start out the campaign at the start of each year, I suppose the first objective is to win Donegal. That is a big ask in itself, but to go on and to get to an Ulster final and win that and progress to a semi-final and a national final, it's a really significant achievement for the school.
Oh, it's a massive achievement. And even like this, say the same group would have won Ulster last year, and we kind of fell at the All-Ireland semi-final stage. So to kind of pick themselves up and go again this year was kind of a massive achievement from the lads, and they showed, you know, how much they wanted it. So, no, it's a massive achievement for the school. Like,
And you do have a great tradition in Gweedore. There's been several big national successes in the past. I think it was back in 2020 the John Murphy National Cup came to Gweedore after a victory over St. Joseph's of Foxford, and there's been other memorable ones. And then more recently, I think the girls losing out to CBS of New Ross in a Junior B girls semi-final. So there's ups and downs. It can be so hard to win a national competition. So what do you think the secret has been this year? Is it just a particularly good team?
It's particularly good team, but I think it's kind of, I suppose, more credit to the kind of local clubs, really. You know, the amount of effort and training they've put into the teams, both the girls and the lads. Like in the 6 years that I've been in the public school, this is our fourth national title. So two seniors, one 17s, and then the girls last year. So, yeah, we're doing something right.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the match. You beat the Cork side. It was played at the AUL complex in Dublin, and 4-1 the final scoreline, which suggests a comfortable victory, but I'm sure it was never that easy as the scoreline might suggest.
No, it was far from it. It was actually a tight-knit match. The first half, there was very little in it. I suppose really it kind of turned when College of Water, they received a red card, and we got a penalty. So we kind of, that's put us 3-1 up. And kind of after that, our lads kind of took control. But then in the last 10-15 minutes, one of our own lads seen the red. So it was kind of an early enough finish, but we just kind of snuck it. We kind of got the fourth then right at the end.
Yeah.
And that kind of killed the match. But no, like the scoring is probably a bit flattering for us, but we'll take it anyway to get it.
Yeah. Now, it is a team performance, but I think two players both got a brace of goals each.
Yeah, Mark Doyle, the captain, so he scored a lovely free kick. Just, it was in the first, second, third minute. It was very early anyway. So I was about 25 yards out, just curled it in. Then we won the penalty, so Martin did that. And then Carlos Murray came back 2-1. And then we received the second penalty, which, and we got the right card, which kind of, that kind of killed the game for them, I suppose. But,
and Cronan McFadden, yeah, also on the score sheet.
Yeah, sorry, Cronan. Yeah, he scored the second two goals, and Martin Coyle scored the first two.
Right. So great success, four all involved, and you know this team. Do you think most of them will stay together, and maybe you can go on and become senior champions in the years to come?
Yeah, definitely. This group here, like a lot of these lads, still be going to qualify for 17s next year. But yeah, I can definitely, for the next 2 or 3 years, I can predict we're going to have a fairly strong in a senior outfit. So if they can keep at it, keep their heads down and play the way they can, I'll be fairly confident we're going back a few more cups to back to the league off.
And finally, Padraig, just give us an insight into sort of the training that the guys would have put in over the past number of months. I'm sure the effort is being rewarded now.
Yeah, like the lads train that out. Like, you know, it's actually tricky enough, and the schools are difficult enough to get, I suppose, as much training time as you'd like with them, because they're so busy with the clubs and between soccer and Gaelic. But I know anything you ever ask of the lads, they're always more than willing to put in the effort, and at the end of, they got the rewards, like you said.
That's Padraig McGinley there, speaking to Chris Ashmore. So a memorable week for the teams from Pobl Scoil Gwydor and from Scoil Warrabun Crana. Well done to them. We'll be back after this break. And you're welcome back. Not a great night out there. It's snowing heavily here in the mountaintop in Letterkenny. Hopefully this weekend's sporting fixtures won't be impacted too much. But we'll wait and see what happens there. There's an Ulster Senior Cup semi-final in football. Greencastle FC playing against the Bonagie United. That's their Ulster Senior League team. That match on Sunday has a 2 o'clock start. There's plenty of big games as well in the Donegal League this weekend. There's a Brian McCormick Cup tie between Lagan Harps and Kildrum Tigers. In the Premier Division, Fannie United are in action. One of only two games, their match away to Rathmullen. The other match is Castlefin against Glenaig. Fannie are going well towards the top of the table. They're actually unbeaten this season so far. And Swilly Rovers will win the league in the Temple Domestic Appliances Division 1. They're top of the table. They're well clear. They'll win the league and clinch the title if they beat Letterkenny Rovers in Remelton on Sunday. Cardona FC knew that a win away to Quigley's Point Swifts last Sunday would clinch the Strand Hotel Division 1 title and promotion back to the Premier Division, and they delivered that in some style with a 4-0 victory. Jared Crossan is the Cardona manager, and he's been offering his thoughts on what's been a brilliant campaign. He's been speaking to Chris Ashmore.
Jared Crossan, firstly, congratulations, manager of Cardona FC, who this year won the Strand Hotel First Division in Inishowen. And fair to say, Jared, that you won it in some style, just one defeat all season so far. You've still got a few games left, but you had a little bit of room to spare at the end. So it's been a very strong league campaign.
Yes, thanks very much, Chris. Yeah, it has. It's been quite good. We didn't really set any targets at the start of the year. We brought them together and We try to break it down, get the basics right and get them fitter and get a positive feedback in the club and then just let it roll the way it rolled. And in fairness, it went fairly well for us, you know. Someone had said to me at the start of the year that we would have been sitting, I would have took arm and hand and everything, you know. So, no, it's lots of positives.
You clinched the title last weekend. So good to be back in the top flight of Inishowen, because I'm sure a lot of people would feel, you know, you're a big club, a well-established club. That's where you really need to be.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely, that's where Cairn will always be. And like, it's not so long since they were an intermediate club. We're a big town as well, dealing with lots of kids. Like, we should have enough coming through to be playing at the highest level of football that's there available to us. So yeah, that's where we need to be, and that's where we need to stay and build it from there, you know.
So tell us a little bit about the present day team. Is it, as they say, the usual mixture of youth and experience, or is that not the case?
I actually sitting down there one day and we're going through, looking through our team, and you would have said, I would have probably maybe said it was a mixture of youth and experience, but when we actually lined it down, it was very much an odd experienced player and very much youth. I think our 70-80% of our team is nearly under 21. We have a couple of older guys, which you always have to have about your squad and team, like, you know, but generally most of them are just kids yet still, which is great.
So that augurs well for the future. And just looking at the league table, you've been averaging, what, 3.5 goals a game or maybe more on occasions. So certainly you've a bit of firepower up front.
Yes, our forward line is young and they're eager. They love to score goals. And I'm sure, but behind it all, they're always competing with one another who's going to get the most goals. And they know where the net is.
So, there's been football in St. Patrick's Park in Carndonagh since, I believe, 1947. But the club itself wasn't founded until the mid-70s, the present-day club. And since then, well, fair to say, Gerard, a proud history. You touched on it there. As an intermediate club, they were in the Ulster Senior League. There were runs in the FAI Junior Cup. Plenty for the history books.
Oh, definitely so. Some fantastic teams, some fantastic players. I had the pleasure of watching a lot of them myself. I know it's going to be a big thing to move away from there, but that's just, unfortunately, we've outgrown where we're at. We just have to move on to keep progressing the club.
Yeah, so the club has sought planning permission for what would be a major development. I see a figure of around 3 million mentioned. But basically, it's not just a sporting facility. It's more than that. It's a facility that will certainly be used by the local community, being developed by Spree, and it'll be a child and family hub. So exciting times ahead.
Definitely. It's very exciting times. The project out there, When you have a wee look at it, you nearly think it couldn't be real. But yes, it's very much real. The field committee and all behind it have been working through this now for, I would say, maybe, as far as I know, 5 or 6 years. And they've come to a stage now where we're at here now, and the Spree have come on board. Like, so that's making it even more spectacular. Like, and the people that benefit from it all, it's, yes, great from a footballing point of view, but also from a community point of view, the facilities that's going to be there for everyone to use.
As you mentioned, the town is growing, big catchment area, and quite simply, you needed the extra space. So plans for, I think it's 3 outdoor pitches, which would include obviously the main pitch, a grass training pitch, a 3G pitch. So it's very much an investment in the future and long term. Now, let's go back a little bit in time, and before we came on air, we were just chatting about a cup run. I wasn't 100% sure, but you informed me it was 1989. Carndonagh got into the FAI Senior Cup, played Limerick at the time. There was a great crowd in St. Patrick's Park, and I suppose for those people who remember it, you know, that was a really special day. And that team that was back at the end of the 80s, early 90s, that was full of some really, really good players.
Yes. For a kid growing up at my age, I think I was about 13 then, and going down to watch that team playing and seeing the players that were there. There was players that had come from senior football playing in Derry City in the highest level, players that progressed on to play senior football, players that were just, they were the top of the game at intermediate level at the time. You know, you'd have struggled to find better intermediate players across the country at that time, you know.
Yeah, Paul McGeoghegan, Michael McElhinney, Brian Bell, Roper McDermott, you know, they were household names all over Donegal.
Definitely were top players. Players that, like Paul, went on and played for Fran Harps. Fantastic player. Michael, I think, went to Fannett shortly after that there and had a great career down at Fannett. And as you know yourself, Fannett were a top side and used to beat senior teams at their ease on regular occasions, you know. But no, from a Cairn point of view, it was great times. And that's what you want. That's what a club, any club that's setting up, wants to be, have great players and play at the highest level they can get.
So plenty to look forward to next season. You'll be in the Jackie Crossan Premier Division, competing with the top sides. And certainly the standard of football in Inishowen over the past decade, it's a very, very tough league to win the top tier.
Yes, very much so. I don't think we're coming out of the first division with any plans to win the Premier next year, but we definitely want to try and get a footing in the league and get our feet back in, and then we'll look at things maybe down the road. Because the Inishowen League at the moment, the standard's very high, as you see. I think Buncranagh were very unlucky, I think, to get beat by St Michael's last week. They're a fantastic young team as well. Glengad are still there. Mavola are there. It's a strong league. If you're not at yourself, you can get left behind very quickly.
Yeah,
so from our point of view, we just want to get in and get our feet. It's great to be back in there and get our feet in. It's great to look forward to it. You know, that's where you want to be playing.
And Gerard, away from winning the league title, you still have interest in a couple of cup competitions.
Yes, very much so. We're still in the mix. We play Cockhull and the Father of Cockhull Reserves and the Father of Gara, and we play Quigley's Point in the quarterfinal of the Donegal Signs. So yeah, definitely season's definitely not over yet.
Aside from the men's first team, you know, there's plenty of other teams in the club. How many teams altogether are we talking about these days?
I'm not sure if I could give you a total. Now, we've obviously the two adult teams. I was talking to one of the committee members there the other day. I think you're looking at, you've the guts of over 300 kids. So that makes up a lot of youth teams. I think there was a figure mentioned of four under 13 teams this year. It's very evident that what we were talking about there, the facility isn't there to accommodate all that, which is a shame. But hopefully now, in the near future, that'll be something, and we can only go really from strength to strength from that, you know.
That's Gerard Crossan there, the manager of Cairn Donagh FC, in conversation with Chris Ashmore. That was a memorable one for Cairn Donagh last weekend. Congratulations to them, sealing the Strand Hotel Division 1 title in some style, and perhaps just as importantly, gaining promotion back to the Premier Division in the Inishowen League. Well done to everybody there. Well, that's about it for tonight's programme. A reminder just to keep an eye on your local fixtures over this coming weekend. With the bad weather out there, there will be some postponements, no doubt about that. Finn Harps in action tomorrow night then. They're home again against Wexford in the League of Ireland First Division. And we'll have live regular updates from that one. That game is at 8 o'clock. So that's it for tonight. Hopefully the weather won't be too unkind and we can enjoy some sporting action over the weekend. Thanks for your company this evening, and thanks too to Joe for engineering and to all our guests on the programme this evening. From myself, Dermot Doherty, have a very good evening.